Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family for 12 months from date of purchase. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Hi, I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and I'd like to invite you to put a little wild in your life with a unique chance to see wild elk. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. For hours, directions, and ticket prices, visit our website. Oh, what fun it is to ride!
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. kindness can restore faith in humanity. And some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious, and all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world? Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Joins us once again from the shoreline with Utah's boating program. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Yes, Brian, thank you for giving the call. Thank you for your tenacity to make sure to get me nailed down to where we can come and be able to pass on some new and exciting things about the boating program and potentially about boating laws that may be up and going with the legislative session.
I'm very excited about this. You are very busy this time of year. First and foremost, and you bring it up right now, the legislative session's underway, and there's been a couple interesting things going on in the boating world.
Yeah, I'm going to start more on the negative first, and then we'll move around to some positive pieces. At least what I see from the boating program overall as being a positive. So first one that I talked about, there was a House bill. It was House Bill 169, if I remember right. It was looking at doing a full repeal of all the requirements for boaters to have boat insurance. It was heard in the Business and Labor Committee, and that committee, the committee members asked a lot of big and great questions to the sponsor, and it never got voted on. The bill itself just never got voted on. They voted to adjourn the meeting and be done with it. So from what I'm being told on that, it's not to come back unless it has some substantial changes and modifications with it. Now, in saying what that was, the members of this committee were awfully concerned about the citizens of our state that were recreating. And if we remove the insurance requirement, if they were to be caught in some type of an incident crash, there is a high likelihood that their savings, their house, whatever, could basically be lost in this aspect. That boat owner, boat operator. And so that is something that they were deeply concerned about. So that's why they decided to keep the insurance going. I know it's an added cost for people to pay insurance premiums, but we all know why we pay into it, because we don't want to lose our home. We want to insulate ourselves from this situation to where we can keep on living. We're still going to have to pay in some aspects, but we can keep on living day to day. Our families don't suffer from it. So that's the big deal.
Common sense, actually, when you think about it. Things happen, you know, sometimes things out of your control, and it'd be a shame to lose a home or your entire livelihood if something does go wrong without that insurance.
So we've got one more. It's not on the map, and so I'm probably going to not spend too much time on it. We have one that might be dealing with some life jackets. It is a bit in the negative in the view of the program. Anything that loosens the wearing requirements for life jackets, I think is in a negative, because we literally sit right close to 90% of our boating related drownings are a direct result of somebody not wearing their life jacket. It could have been totally prevented if somebody would have had their life jacket in those situations. So we don't like to look at the lessening of that mandate of wearing life jackets, but it has to deal with somewhat of a little bit of our riverways. We are working with the legislator, whether it will be addressed in rule we'll just kind of work through and see where we want to go with that. So I have some ideas with the rule. It's just going to make it more complex than what it currently is, but it is one that I think we can still keep it in the positive. So there's that there. You know, the next one is, I think, is totally amazing. Utah in itself is starting to become an island to required voter education. Utah, Arizona, Wyoming do not require voting education in that realm. Now, we do have a required personal watercraft course that the youth have to take, but we don't have anything for our adults. We hear time and time again, man, there really needs to be voter education out there. Now, that needs to be for everybody else than me in some aspects, but there really needs to be education out there. So we're hearing that. So this is a constituent-led bill that was brought to the Interim Transportation Committee. And I've been up in front of that committee 3-4 times now. And it passed unanimously out of that committee to go forth as through the legislative session. It was heard on the House floor and voted on. It was 50 yeas and 19 nays, so 50 yeses and 19 noes. And it's moving on to the Senate. So I'm actually en route to go see if we can meet and do some briefings and things on this even today. So I really hope this happens. Let me give you the particulars on this bill, Brian.
Sure.
What it is it will require whomever has to take the muscle wear course, but it's also operators. So if there's a boat that is not included in the muscle wear course, then they don't have to take this test. If your boat is included in the muscle wear course, you will have to take this test, and it's supposed to sit in the same time footprint as the muscle aware course, and it'll have boating education and the AIS and these designated muscles information that's on there. Our biggest piece that we want to have out of that is that we want boaters to be able to access the water faster. We want to teach them what they need to do to gain quick entry to the water and also teach them what they need to do to keep themselves alive and out of any type of a crash or being stopped by law enforcement out on the water. And so that's in essence what our ultimate goal is with that. So it sits in that 20-minute time frame. Now, let me put a caveat on this one. There's also going to be an option that the operator can test out. If they pass the test, they don't have to go through the course. They get their certificate, they can move on. If they don't pass the test, then they have to go through the course. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can for everyone in this piece. So I'm really excited about this one. It will be an annual course. I know that's probably going to be the one that's going to be the most contentious piece out of that. But the thing I wanted to put in this is if any of us that have our jobs, we've noticed in our workplace, there are those annual trainings. And oh my gosh, they are just so monotonous. But there's a reason why they are on an annual basis and want that repetition in there. And that's really what we're trying to push through with this one is repetition. We want it to turn into habit. We want to have some different boater behaviors out on the waterways. And we want to have different behaviors when it's looking at a risk assessment for making the decision to wear a life jacket. And so we really want folks to do the right things and take care of themselves.
This is actually really cool, actually, because it is a requirement. That should bring down the insurance for everybody a little bit, because that required boating training ensures that people at least know what the rules are.
Yes, I really hope that'll come out, too, a reduction in their insurance. What that reduction will be, I don't know. We'll just have to see. But we want to try to change some user behaviors that we're seeing out on the water. The biggest one is we want to move our voluntary wear rate from the 6.7, whatever the hundredth digit is, but it's 6.7% of people out on Utah's waterways that voluntarily wear a life jacket. So we would like to see that up. And by upping that, I'm hoping that we would see that ratio of the preventable drownings disappearing. I would love to see if we'd have zero fatalities for the state. That'd be awesome. But unfortunately, there's sometimes things just happen. I mean, you can be operating a boat and all of a sudden it's cloudy and thunderstorms coming through and it's your day. We can't prevent those. But if we can do the preventable ones, which 99.9% of these are preventable, and we're hoping this course could make some type of a difference in that aspect. That's just a big thing. We're really, really excited. It's going through the Senate. Those of you that ever think that this is a good thing or a bad thing, whatever, do your civic duty. Reach out to your legislator. Write them an email. You can call them and express your yays or your nays to this bill, because we really want to have something here. And like I said, this started off with a constituent that was willing to push this through, and we are very excited to see this happen.
Me too. I think it's really smart. Number one, you got your education streamlined. It's free. And you got some big news on that side, too, with the streamlining part. Now you don't even have to have the timers on it.
This course that I was talking about with HB 54, it will be free. Now, to transition over, really cool thing, boat show. We are in the boat show right now, Brian, and that's kind of leading into what you just said right there. We are launching with our free course, which is a NASBLA-approved course, totally different than what we're doing with this mandatory education in the state of Utah. Still, great course. The timered one is about 3.5 to 4 hours long. It's a beast. And that's why we say, instead of eating the whole cow, let's do it a steak at a time. And so that's what we're trying to go through and have folks do with these longer timered courses. Well, now they have an interactive course, and it will go upon the speed of the student, which is really, really good. And we're really excited with that. That'll be launching. That should be live here at the start of the boat show. And we are extremely excited with it. But that is required for kids, youth, and will still be required for kids that are youth 12 through 17 have to take the course. If we get this new boat ed, they'll have to take this course, and then they'll have to continue to take the other free course also through it. So that was one decision that the legislator decided to keep in there, because he really believes in solidifying a message going out to our boaters. We're just excited because we have new things that pop up that we need to address. We can minus some of the old stuff, add a new one in, and address that thing. And everybody's going to get the same message instead of it coming out on your stations. We go on other radio stations. We put it on a little bit of TV. We do a lot of social media. We're still missing people. We're still missing boaters. This time, we're going to be able to touch all the boaters with the same info all at once if this HB 54 passes. So there's some cool things, really.
I don't see a lot of pushback necessarily. I mean, I'm sure there will probably be some, but it's already pretty common. You know, if you want to go shed hunting, you got to take the course each year if you're going to go shed hunting. There's a lot of things like that with wildlife resources already. You're not blazing new territory here or anything. And it's good to be reminded of things, especially at the beginning of the season.
It really is. And that's the thing that I've tried to bring up, this argument, since the day that I came in and took this position as the voting program manager, voting law administrator for the state of Utah. And Brian, I echoed these same things. People that partake of wildlife and do wildlife actions have to take a course. Off-highway vehicle operators, now they've got a mandatory course. It is once in a lifetime, but that came in. The muscle aware course came in. And so we have wildlife partaking that some of it doesn't even deal with life safety. It's just basically ethics and the right things to do. And we have the muscle aware, which doesn't deal with lives. It can deal with livelihoods. So we have some different things that they've already came in, and they already have established courses. We're literally just going to basically change the content on the muscle aware course. The law states what it has to be, so we need to keep it there.
I'm excited about this. This is huge news. And again, that one new course launches this week as part of the Utah Boat Show. Big deal. In fact, you're so excited, you're even putting in a dance floor at your booth so you can show off your excitement.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. We are putting a floor in. We've been buying this foam flooring, which is nice and soft and so good on your back. But after one boat show, all of that wood-looking cover that's over it all starts to peel up. And so we looked at it and said, you know what, we could spend $1,000 more and buy this portable dance floor than buying new foam flooring every 1 to 2 years. and then this stuff has a 10-year warranty. So we're excited with that. We're just trying to protect our backs. And if you're standing for the entire day on a concrete floor, it's not the greatest thing in the whole wide world. So we're trying to put some cushion between us. We're trying to put cushion amongst the visitors that come in the booth. And we just wanted to make it look good, friendly, and exciting, and have the aesthetics be inviting for people to come in and ask us questions. And we'll give them the best answers we can and try to educate them as they are there enjoying the boat show.
And you'll be talking definitely about life jackets, especially the inflatables, and keeping people aware on some of these other things that we've been just talking about.
I think I mentioned something late last fall that there may be a new line of life jacket coming out. It did not happen. That's a negative thing that came out of that. So there was what they called a level 50 vest that was potentially going to be approved and slated to come into manufacturing and sales for the 2026 season. The agreement that the U.S. and Canada have had in the harmonization of these life jackets, Canada balked on some of the standards on that. So it's been set behind a little bit, and then we'll just kind of wait and see how they go through the negotiations and proceed down this line. But that would be an exciting thing to see in here. But right now we're stuck with the regular U.S. Coast Guard approved jackets to be out there, which is not a bad jacket to have. We're just trying to get people to move away from the impact vests, competition vests, to where they can wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved jacket and not get themselves in a situation where they may be receiving a citation for having the wrong jacket on.
You know, they look fancy, they look really nice and everything, but they're not approved. And you can get in trouble for having the darn things. They cost more too.
Yeah, they do. Some of them cost a lot more than that. So that's just the big thing. But we're just kind of waiting for the Coast Guard to get the approval out for vests that will be very similar to that. But again, we're working with multiple nations and harmonization with it. So it's the Europeans and also the Canadians that we're working to try to keep these life jacket harmonization and to where there's agreements to go across the board. And yeah, it just takes a little bit of compromise, and it's going to be here. It'll be soon. I'm really hoping that we could see it next year in the 2027 year. That would be amazing.
Yes, it would. If folks want more information about any of the boating opportunities here in the state, if they want to check out state park boating opportunities, if they want to start taking some of these courses and getting ready for spring, where do they go?
So they'll go to boating.utah.gov. That will link them into the Division of Outdoor Recreation's boating program. So boating.utah.gov. If somebody gets frustrated with the website or whatever and just can't really figure it all out on there, they can call us at 801-538-5500.
Check it out, folks. Good stuff. Anything else you want to wrap up with real quick?
Well, yes, I have one last thing. Whatever we're doing right now, we need to stop. We need to figure out some way that we can get some more water fall out of this sky. Because what's happening right now is this is an abysmal winter. It hasn't even really been winter. It seems like it's fall or spring through this year. So this is a scary time. It's a really, really scary time. The final nails aren't put into the coffin yet. But whatever your faith or whatever you do with that, man, just please, we got to pray for snow. We need some snow in the highlands, and that'll keep our recreating times going, because it's going to be a nasty fire year and one without a whole lot of water. And we're going to have a lot of brown yards and dying trees.
You're exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. It has been a very unusual year, and ice fishing has been a challenge, too, for anybody who likes to walk out on the water.
It's not been good. It just really has not been good. But that's basically it, Brian. I just have that. And, you know, folks out there, thanks for listening to me. There are some very exciting things and wonderful things happening here in the state of Utah and within the Division of Outdoor Recreation and in our boating program. And there's just some amazing things happening, and it's just some amazing folks coming from the citizens that come out and recreate. We're just so happy to get the input from them, and then we can try to make some things happen from there.
Good luck with all the bills out there on the hill, and hopefully everything goes well there. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us, Mr. Ty Hunter, joining us with Utah's boating program. Good luck with everything. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. We'll see you, bud.
I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. Friendly drivers, powerful draft horses, comfortable sleighs, and up-close experience with the elk make this one of Utah's great wildlife traditions. Visit our website. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Many tomato growers felt the sting of a late spring frost, but some tomato varieties are more resilient to cold than others. We're checking out a few Russian varieties next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Snowmobile clubs and associations are the root of nearly all snowmobile trails. They work with landowners and government agencies, hold fundraisers, clear brush and downed trees, do trail signing, build bridges, and spend the winter grooming trails. Snowmobile clubs also teach young riders to enjoy the sport safely. Join a club where you ride to help support trails, have fun, and share great experiences. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Cold-resilient tomato varieties could help you get an early start on the spring growing season. Dale Thurber, with Delectation of Tomatoes, recommends a few Russian varieties.
Last spring, I raised maybe 3,000 starts, and I like to grow between 4 and 6 plants of each variety. And I didn't have a good setup at the time, and so these seedlings suffered from cold, wet conditions, which anybody who's raised tomatoes in the spring knows about damping off disease and so on. So I lost over 700 seedlings to disease, and I had to start over with about half of my varieties. And Star O'Brien Chesky and about a dozen other varieties, all four seedlings did just fine. They kept growing like it wasn't cold, like there was no disease or anything. And they just grew like gangbusters, these huge plants that produced abundantly all season long and had wonderful luscious tomatoes. These ones were mostly just a little under a pound, but another one that was like that was basically from Tajikistan, and it was another one, but they were bigger tomatoes, about a pound and a half in size, and just a wonderful flavor. And there were a number of varieties that were like that just had no problem at all with the cold, wet conditions, and they just kept producing like they were resistant to all the diseases out there. GiantTomatoSeeds.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Allie Arulian joins us around the campfire once again with Utah State Parks and Recreation. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to talk to you today.
Sure are happy to have you with us again. And since we're at the beginning part of the year, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. Have any resolutions that you're looking forward to this year?
Visit more state parks.
Hey, I love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Visit more state parks. Every year there's something new or unique to check out at Utah State Parks. And I know that visitation is always, I think other people are having a similar resolution. How was attendance last year at the state parks?
So last year, in 2025, we had over 12 million visitors throughout our state parks here at the agency and throughout our state parks. For seeing this upwards trend of people getting outside and getting outdoors, we love hosting Utahns and anybody who's interested in experiencing our state in our state parks. And so we're happy to have you. And for anybody who has it as their resolution as well to come visit the state parks, we can't wait to see you there.
No matter which park you go to, there's something new you'll learn or some new opportunity that seems to appear every time I show up.
Oh, yeah, there's always something new to see. I mean, you could spend a lifetime in these parks and still find something new to appreciate about them or learn about them. So being that there are so many parks throughout the state, there is so much to experience, to learn, to appreciate, to explore. We just want to get you guys out there and talk to you about it all today. So thanks for having me.
That sounds amazing. Coming up this weekend, we're already at the big Bear Lake Winterfest.
Yes, we are. Oh my gosh. If you guys haven't heard about the Bear Lake Monster Fest, check it out. So that is this Friday and Saturday, January 30th through 31st. It's Bear Lake's biggest winter celebration, their annual Bear Lake Monster Winter Fest, and it's a family-friendly event, so bring the whole family for a weekend of fun in the snow and in the lake. They're kicking it off with winter sports and trails, as well as a Winterfest social and a delicious taste of Bear Lake, where you can have some great food. Saturday, you got a monster 5K run and walk, as well as a savory monster chili cook-off. Really exciting, as well as a monster cardboard boat regatta. And of course, the invigorating monster plunge for charity. And the end of the festival is ended with the monster dance, s'mores, stargazing, and even fireworks. It is a super fun event. If you're looking forward for something to do in the winter, you're ready to get outside, this is a great way to do it. Go ahead and check that out.
It certainly is. It gets you above any inversions that might be here in the valleys along the Wasatch Front. It's a lot of fun. couple changes this year. The fireworks have moved from Friday night to Saturday night, which is real cool. I think that's helped a lot of people. In addition, for folks who go up there specifically for the Cisco run, that part of the event has been canceled this year, which is a different thing this year.
Yes, we want to make people aware of that, so thanks for bringing that up. If you want to get the most up-to-date information, head over to the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest website, which is just bearlakemonsterwinterfest.com. All that information can be found there.
I think it makes sense. I know the last couple of years, the Cisco have been running later and later, and they don't seem to coincide with their big activities. And I remember a couple of years ago, we were up there, and open water, and you couldn't find a Cisco if your life depended on it along the shoreline. There were a few people catching a few off of boats, and they ended up being the winners for the biggest Cisco, but I think it was probably a smart move to separate those two events this year.
Yeah, we want to make sure that people, when they go out the water, they're getting their fish, and so different year, different season, things are happening, but we do have a lot of great, fun events that we hope people enjoy for this year's Monster Winterfest.
Check it out. And again, that's one of the biggest winter festivals of the year. Other ones also scheduled at other state parks.
Yeah, we have some fun winter events happening throughout the state. This weekend, we also have the Frozen Frenzy Ice Fishing event happening and hosted by Schofield State Park. So it's an ice fishing tournament that's taking place this Saturday, January 31st. If you want to be part of the tournament, you can put your name in registration by the 30th, so the day before. All those details and contest information can be found on the Frozen Frenzy Ice Fishing Facebook page. Say that five times fast. And then it's the Frozen Frenzy Ice Fishing Facebook page, where you can find all that information. There are thousands of dollars in cash prizes available for several different categories. And so this has been not the best year for ice fishing. I'm sure any ice fisher will tell you. But we do have ice at Schofield State Park, and the people hosting or the people that are running that event, and of course all the rangers that are hosting it at Schofield State Park, are very excited to see people out there.
I'm glad you brought that up. For folks who are pretty anxious about ice fishing, make sure you check those conditions very carefully. A lot of places do not have the safe conditions we typically would have this time of year.
Yes. So all of the conditions for our state parks, especially our reservoirs and our lakes that will potentially have ice, that can be found on their website under their current conditions tab. And so it'll give you information on how much ice is on the water, what it's kind of looking like. And of course, you can always call state parks and ask. They are there. They are at the state parks. They can see the water. They can see how much ice is there. When it comes to ice fishing safety, we really encourage people to be out there if there's at the least 4 inches of ice on the water for one person with gear. And of course, spread that out as much as you can. But on these bodies of water, ice thickness can be inconsistent. So make sure that you are drilling holes on your way out as you are checking the ice to make sure that that thickness remains. Ice is never 100% safe, so you want to make sure you take all the steps you can to be as safe as possible. Again, continually checking ice thickness as the conditions can vary, and make sure that you're only on ice if the whole body of water is covered in ice, because if there's a little bit of water that is still out and not frozen over, large sheets of ice can break away, leaving you stranded. We don't want to see you like that. So again, check conditions, call your state parks, and make sure that you're taking all the precautions. Have a fun and safe day out on the ice.
Good advice. Every bit of that was good advice. About a decade ago, there was some ice that broke off over at Flaming Gorge, and there was quite a group of folks on the ice were stranded for a bit until rescuers could come get them off that shelf.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like how you want your ice fishing day to go. You want to end the day with a great fish. You do not want to end the day stranded on a large piece of ice.
Yeah.
So again, check those conditions. Again, make sure there's clear ice because it's more capable of holding more weight than cloudy ice. And again, 4 inches at least of good, clear ice before walking out onto a lake or reservoir. So please keep that in mind. Of course, wear your life jacket, wear layers, make sure that you're spread out, especially with your large group of people. Stay warm, stay dry, and make sure again, you take the proper steps to keep yourself and those around you safe.
Exactly. Again, it's our responsibility as visitors to ensure that the safety is there, and it's not the park managers. If you call ahead, they'll tell you what conditions they see, but they won't say, hey, this is safe, go do whatever. It's still our responsibility because conditions change from hour to hour.
Of course, yeah. Again, that's why we really urge people to check conditions with looking at the forecast for today. And like you said, your safety is your responsibility. It's ultimately your decision whether or not you decide to go out on the ice. We are there. We have rangers who are trained in ice safety and rescue and great DLE officers who are there. But of course, the best thing, the best way to stay safe is to prepare and to make sure that those things don't happen. You know, sometimes instances are out of our control, but you want to control what you can to stay safe. And a large part of that is putting in the preparation necessary before you even step out on the water. We'll say, if there is an instance where either you're with someone and they break through the ice or they're in the water, really be careful if you attempt to rescue a person. Make sure you use a rope or a long pole only to attempt to rescue. Do not go in the water or near the victim, because many would-be rescuers become victims as well when getting too close. Make sure that you practice using that safety gear, that rescue gear, before you're going out there. You don't want to have it with you and not know how to use it. And of course, always let a friend or family member know where you will be and when they should expect to hear from you.
Exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. Bringing that safety rescue equipment with you is always critical, especially this time of year.
Yes, and know how to use it. Practice before you go out. You don't want to have that gear and have it basically not be a help because you don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. Good advice. Good advice. I like it. Ice fishing is one of my favorite things of the year. There's nothing like walking on water, you know. It's you don't even have to keep a few extra commandments to walk on the water if you're paying attention to the ice.
That is a great way to put it. This is one of the rare instances where you can walk on water. But, of course, it's never 100% safe, and you're going to need more than faith in order to keep yourself safe. Preparation is key.
Those are the commandments to follow. Allie Aurelian joining us once again with Utah State Parks and Recreation. Website one last time.
Yes, thank you. That is stateparks.utah.gov.
Thank you again for joining us around the campfire. Allie Aurelian with Utah State Parks and Recreation. We'll see you soon out there on the trail. Nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Waterwise Plants will keep your costs low and give your yard lots of beauty. We're planning for summer next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Youth must take a snowmobile safety class before riding on public land. Youth learn safe riding techniques, snowmobile maintenance, ethics, and survival information. For more information, visit www.stateparks.utah.gov. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Invest in beauty and savings from Waterwise Plants. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners gets us started.
Now is the time to think about doing some water-wise planting. Now, Utah State has got its Rip the Strip program. Really great idea. Those mow strips are a pain in the butt to mow. They're a pain in the butt to water. Go ahead, rip out your grass, folks. Put in some good hardy perennials. Talk to any nursery, and they can guide you to the right plants. Come to my nursery. I can probably guide you a couple folks that'll do it for you, and you can choose which company you want to work with. That's a good program. Also, the Jordan River Water Conservancy District has got their own program called Localscapes. I was at the Utah Green Convention this year, and I viewed their presentation on that. Now, I'm kind of an old, cynical old guy when it comes to water-wise planting because I've been trying to get this done for years. I'll tell you what, the Localscapes program has got their act together. They know what people need. They know what people want. They know what will benefit for people. They will not tell you you have to get rid of all your grass or put a bunch of rocks in that you might think are ugly. They know what people need, and they've designed their system to meet the needs of people rather than landscape architects and clueless designers. And I saw what they're encouraging, how they're doing it. This is a good program. So if you're up in Salt Lake County or any of the nearby counties, Utah County included, I don't know how far they go. I think they go up into Davis County with their sphere of influence, but I'm not sure. But if you call Jordan River Water Conservancy District, they will set you up with a designer to help you figure this out and to help you find stuff that you like and that'll make you happy. And it'll really be a benefit for your water bill. These guys have really got it planned out. They know what to do. And they offer classes if you're a do-it-yourselfer.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Round campfires for years, the story's been given through smoke in the air. Flame shadows cast, it raises our spirits like warm glowing embers with tales of adventure invoked from the past. He's hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free in the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.